Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With Fuel Cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Got an awesome show coming up today on this terrific Tuesday. Power Hour, final hour. We're going to look to keep the good times rolling with our basketball bets, NBA and college hoops. Got a bunch of good games tonight in the top 25 and otherwise in college basketball. Can't wait to break down that slate with my guy Ken Barkley. Rumor has it also. Tyler Morales may be joining us to make bets. We'll see.
Tyler Morales.
Isn't that a great show? A great song, rather.
Love Adele. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I know the single came out. That's the album's out too, right?
Yeah. My girlfriend played me a bunch of songs from it, like over Thanksgiving weekend, and I did not really like any of them.
So there was nothing, there wasn't like a hello or anything where you're just going to, it's going to be like burned into your brain.
Oh,
not even
man.
In a bad way.
No, not like that. When you hear it and you're just like, oh my God.
When you hear her voice on the song, you're just like, okay. So, all right.
Hello. It's me. It's a great line. It's me. It's like, yeah,
it's
like,
me.
Duh.
It me.
It me would be even better.
Right. Yeah. Just recording a remix like, sup. It me.
And I need to know WYD.
Do I bet the Bucks at 3? Hello.
And we could really just keep this going here if we didn't get some right.
Let's go over totals and sides.
Tell my bookie I'm sorry, I'm sorry for not paying you.
When he calls, I pretend I'm somebody else.
I'm not home. I'm not home. Yeah, so we'll give you basketball bets for tonight and 10 hockey games tonight. That means it's Bill Matt's time. Yeah. Lots of bets. NHL.
What's your guess? Over under 6.5 bets. What do you think?
Over.
Over 6.5 on a 10-game slate, really?
Oh, definitely. Because like he's got
Should I have set it at 7.5? Was that a better time? Was that a better number?
I think like honest, yeah, 7.5 is probably the right number. I would
right,
say. Because if we're including like goal props.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. It's probably going to be like a Bill. You can chime in now that we. So I set 6.5. Nick said over. What's the true answer? If Bill's in our chat, let us know. Bill's ghosting us.
Ever since he's
like, all right, they're singing Adele. I'm coming back in an hour. Let me know when you want me.
All right. Four phenomenal guests on the way today. Our pal Alex Christensen, a.k.a. Noobs, Jim Root, talking college hoops, Brian Scalabrini, and Joey Kanish.
Oh, God.
Poor Bill.
A walk outside.
I mean, to be fair, like Bill may be talking into the mic and it's just going into the ether right now. All things are possible.
We asked for his bets 1,000 times.
Listen, as long as he's got them ready at 6 p.m. Eastern, it's all good. We'll hold the recommends for when we start P-squared, B-squared. But last night, I mean, Patriots beat the Bills 14-10. Mac Jones goes 2 of 3 for 19 yards and the Patriots win the game. This was one of those games where it's like, do you credit Bill Belichick? Do you criticize Sean McDermott? I think it's both, honestly. I It was an absolutely terrible football game, but it was like a car crash, right? It was atrocious, but you couldn't take your eyes off it. Like, I was mesmerized by it. I could not believe what I was watching, and both the brilliance of the New England Patriots and the complete and utter stupidity of the Buffalo Bills was on full display last night. Just an absolutely incredible spectacle, of course, made even better by the insane weather in the game last night.
Yeah, there was, from a betting standpoint, a market standpoint, I tweeted before the game that I thought it had the chance to be one of the most interesting live betting experiences that we'd seen in a long time. And I can sort of explain what I mean by that. I did a little bit last night, just in terms of anytime you have weather in a game and it has the potential to fluctuate, that presents live betting opportunities. The way that the wind happened to be directional last night, which they spent a lot of time telling you about before the kickoff, meant that quarter by quarter, the markets would be very interesting because each team would have to adopt a completely different strategy depending on whether they were going into the wind or against the wind. You know, punting would be different. Likelihood of scoring would be different depending on which way the teams were going. So it ended up, you know, even though, obviously never got a live over opportunity, and thank God, because the Patriots scored that touchdown and went for two in the first quarter, and that, like, I mean, once that happens, like, there's obviously, and the weather stays consistent, then we didn't have the opportunity we looked for. But whether it was, you know, I know a lot of people got really involved with, like, live props that were being offered by a bunch of places. What you have to remember is all of these are set by, like, computer algorithms that have, like, no idea if anything changes. Like, they're set basically, like, you tell it, what is the side? Like, what was the closing side? What was the closing total? And it's going to do the rest, the entire game. It's probably going to formulate every live market based solely on that. What were, like, some of the, maybe, like, if you want to feed it prop numbers that things close at for quarterbacks or something, if you're going to deal prop markets as well, it's, everything's going to be rooted in whatever it was at kickoff. So if you tell me, like, we flip field position or we flip ends of the field in the second quarter and the game is going to play out totally differently, it's going to still deal you the same stuff. It's going to pretend like nothing's changed. So just, you know, keep that in mind. It, like, whether, you know, I know there are a lot of people, some people I talked to won a lot of money on the game. Some people were like, I never really, like, found an angle to play anything. Like, just those types of games can actually be the most interesting. So I know from, like, just if you were a viewer or a football fan and you're watching it, I know a lot of people are just like, this is just stupid. Like, this is ridiculous. It's low scoring. Like, there's no passing. It's just a completely different brand of football, and I'm sure not palatable to a lot of people, but just from a betting standpoint, like, you can go into games like that being like, well, they're, you know, not always going to be an opportunity, but there might be a different type of opportunity than just us talking about what to bet before the game. And I think last night there was a little bit of that, and that obviously makes it more fun than the game itself.
So the Patriots now at 9-4 following the win. The Bills dropped to 7-5. How about the season for Buffalo? 7-5 and could very well be 7-6 traveling to Tampa on Sunday to take on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So we'll do more on this game perhaps next segment with He's a Slap to wrap up Week 13 in the National Football League. But for now, let's turn to the Patriots because we could honestly do like another 3.5 hours just on the game last night and the coaching decisions that were made. I even tweeted after the game last night, man, this was like, if you're a provocateur or a hot take artist in the sports media, I mean, last night was gift wrapped for you. what content matter from heaven dropped in your lap last night, if that's what you do for a living here. But that's not what we do for a living. So we're going to move on here and turn the page. Gambling angles here for Week 14 in the National Football League is wrapped up, Jake. P squared, B squared. Start with the Bucks and the Bills, shall we?
Sure, why not?
Actually, like, sequentially, it's the first game that's going to be played, Packers-Bears Sunday night, and then, of course, the Monday night game is the Rams and the Cardinals. So the Bills coming off their embarrassing, humiliating 14-10, a game where they're just ridiculously outcoached. 14-10 loss on Monday Night Football to the Patriots. Now travel to Tampa to take on Tom Brady and the defending Super Bowl champion Buccaneers. Bucks off the 30-17 win on the road in Atlanta. Can the line in the game, Tampa minus 3.5. So the Bucks are 3.5-point favorite. The total is 52.5. P squared, B squared, pen, pencil, blood, or blank. Bucks and Bills.
It's worth noting, depending on where you look, I would call this kind of like 3.25. And I know it's gone back and forth a couple times today, but there are 3.5s. There have been threes. It's in between. We will do the games I have already bet coming up later in the show. And I referenced that because I am pen Bills on this game and I have a pretty cheap 3.5. And that's a bet blood. That was already made. So
yeah, no, so we're blood then.
Not blood. No, Penn is just the bet's in.
But we bet the game already. Yeah, so I mean,
yeah, so it's Penn. Penn is the lowest designation for a game that has already been bet on. That's blood is like you love the bet.
Oh, I love the bet.
I don't, but I have to bet it. I just have to. Using the ratings that I have for each team and keep for each team the entire season, there is no point this entire season where the difference between the teams would be rated as 3.5 points. The closest I could ever get using any rating for any team at some point was like 2, 2.5, honestly. So 3 is even a bit of a stretch, to be honest. Now, if you want to say like Buffalo had, you know, one day fewer rest and they have to travel for the game and that gets you a little bit of the difference. Okay, cool. Like 3, we can have that conversation. 3 minus 110. Any kind of 3.5, even like a 3.5 minus 15, which is what I have, would be, I think, something worth betting. So I think 3 is an interesting conversation. I think I would still advocate for a bet on the Bills at 3, but it's a little more interesting. 3.5, I think, is an easy bet, not necessarily an easy winner. My number in the game, I mentioned using each team's rating, the closest I could get was under 3. The ratings entering this week, my number in the game is Tampa by 1. That's my number for this game. So, you know, I'm not telling you that I like love the Bills in this game, but my number certainly likes them a great deal, and I think that makes it a bet worth making.
Yeah, I just agree completely here. I came up with Tampa minus 1.5, so I mean Buffalo plus 3.5 is like one of the easiest bets that I placed this entire season. So agree 100%. Do you feel like, where do you feel like this is going to close? Because it's hard to imagine people wanting to bet on Buffalo after what we saw last night. I think it's going to be difficult for people to want to trust Sean McDermott in a big spot. Again, doesn't mean that they can or won't cover the spread and or win the game. I bet the Bills, so we're simpatico on this with Buffalo. But like I have to imagine that support's going to be on Tampa in this game. I can't imagine people are excited to bet Buffalo.
Well, the out that you get in terms of arguing for a position on Buffalo is that we might as well be playing like we were playing baseball last night and now we're playing soccer. I mean, just like the skills that you would use to handicap both games are going to be completely different because the weather last night was just a completely unique experience. And the Patriots deserve all the credit for how they game plan strategically for that type of weather. Like, that's not this, though. The game's not this. And it's not that Tampa can't win by a million. I think Tampa's the best team in the league. But it's just like last night. There's an interesting conversation about like last night mattered long term because it goes longer toward telling you who the one seed is going to be and who the division winner is going to be just by record and by head to head. Like last night mattered for that reason. But from a long term standpoint, like did last night tell you anything about how in a playoff game or in some kind of game, like how are the teams going to play? I mean, they basically played the Army Navy game that we're going to see on Saturday. Like, really, that's going to tell you something about like that could tell you anything, honestly. The closing number could tell you a little bit. But
you're right, but I mean,
it's like, also predicated by the total. Yeah. So, you know.
And the Bills throw the ball. Like, Josh Allen actually has the kind of arm that can get the ball through the wind. Like, what? This is like a stupid complaint. Doesn't matter. But, like,
right.
I mean,
and I'm not saying that to criticize Buffalo. I'm just saying, like, there's a difference between, like, yes, the game matters because the Patriots are closer to winning the division. And, you know, we'll do Coach of the Year and we can do MVP. And, like, all those markets are going to be affected by the result. So it's not like it was a meaningless result, but just. Like, am I pulling so much out of that in order to make a claim about this Sunday's game? Like, that would be a massive mistake, I think. Even using it almost even a little bit, honestly, to make a statement about this week's game seems like a mistake. And that doesn't mean that Tampa can't cover or win. It's just that if the root of your handicap for that is anything that happened last night, I think it's a fool's errand, basically, to try to explain one by using the other. So to me, it's more like the collection of the data that we have throughout the teams the entire season. And that's why I think just the difference is being exaggerated here a little bit.
All right, so both of us have already bet the Buffalo Bills, so we can move on. And that's a close your nose special. No one's going to want to bet it, but we did. And yeah, Bills plus 3.5 coming up on Sunday on the road in Tampa. You better, you bet. Brilliant BetQL Network. Terrific Tuesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, wrapping up P squared, B squared for week 14 in the National Football League. Ken, let's move to Sunday Night Football. I don't know how the Bears keep getting primetime games. Like, and they have another one next week also. Like, it's insane.
Pittsburgh, too. Pittsburgh's had like 3 this year, too.
At least Giants, Pittsburgh's like over 500. Like Pittsburgh's 6-5-1. Like the Bears are unwatchable. Bears.
I don't know if Pittsburgh's that watchable, just to be honest. But
well, they were very watchable on Sunday.
They're more watchable than Chicago. No question about that. Yeah.
The Bears are 12.5-point dogs on the road at Lambeau, taking on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers on Sunday night. The total in this game, Ken, sitting at 43.5. Green Bay coming off its bye. What do you got here? Pen, pencil, blood, or blank? Green Bay laying 12.5 at home against Chicago.
Yeah, I haven't bet the game yet, so I have to be pencil on this. And I was a little confused yesterday when trying to figure out what my strategy is going to be on an entry point for this game, or if I guess the right way to say if I'm going to bet it at all. because
can I guess?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
I think that your entry point is going to be Bears 13.5 for Mark. That's a guess.
Yeah, but if that was my entry point, I could have bet it already. It was 13.5 yesterday. Like, I could have just bet it.
Was it?
The openers were 13.5 on this. Like, yeah, this has been out for a little bit. So they're just, I could have bet it if I really wanted to. In terms of my number for the game, my number in the game is Packers by 9.5. The Packers are coming off of a bye, and the Bears are continued kind of spiral downhill. That can create some extra difference between the teams. No question about that. My other question is, do we have confirmation on who the Bears are starting at quarterback in this game? Like, do we know for sure that Fields is it going to be Fields for sure? Like, again, so it seemed like there was a lack of clarity early in the week on this. And I basically, you know, when I do the work on these other games, I go, okay, I'm probably going to end up with a Bears ticket. Let me like wait till later in the week and see how, if there is a quarterback change or a quarterback announcement, how does that impact the market? Like, what do I want to do at that point? I didn't want to like get locked into a Bears ticket that maybe later in the week I would regret a little bit. But this is a one-sided market to an extreme for me where I am absolutely never going to bet the Packers in this game. It will be the Bears or nothing. It'll be picking an entry point. It'll be getting more injury designations for players. And then a decision will be made later in the week.
I made it 10.5. I would really like 13 with Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, they can get smoked, but yes. You know, like I just...
Especially if it's Dalton, honestly. Like if it's Dalton and it's 13, like I love that bet. Honestly, if it's Fields, I like it as well.
Yeah, I want to just know more about Chicago's injury report. It's just not a team I'm like running to bet early in the week, I think.
Now we're on the same side with the Bucks and the Bills, and we're on the same side with the Packers and the Bears. We'll find out if Ken and I are on the same side on the Monday Night Football game next week between the Cardinals and Rams coming up next, and then He's a Slap, Monday Night Football edition, to close out our number one.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
We are 20 minutes away from Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey Sports NBA insider, joining us to start hour number two here on You Better Bet on this terrific Tuesday. Joey Knish also going to join us in hour number two, and the games that Ken has already bet for the week to come in the National Football League coming up in hour number two. But for now, we wrap up P squared B squared in the National Football League for week 14. So Jay, kindly fade up, please, the YBYB recommends. And Ken, let's get into Monday Night Football. And he's a slap coming up momentarily to put the bow on week 13. So Monday Night Football next week, depending on where you're looking right now, this is basically like 2.75. I have actually seen threes in some spots here, like actual threes for the Arizona Cardinals. So the Cardinals, 3-point home favorites against the Rams coming up next Monday night. Total in that game sitting at 51.5. We remember these two teams played earlier in the season, way earlier in the season, a blue.
You're back. I was just letting recommends play. You're good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So Arizona blows out the Rams the first time they played, like I believe on October 3rd. So a long time ago, that game
sounds
was
right.
In Los Angeles. So, given the fact that Arizona's got a 2-game lead atop the division right now, if Arizona wins this game, like they, for all intents and purposes, win the division. So this is a huge game for Arizona in terms of getting the one seed and the bye in the NFC playoffs and could go a long way towards deciding who represents the conference and the Super Bowl, honestly, here. So a huge game for many different reasons coming up on Monday night. Arizona, about a 3-point favorite here, 2.75 against the Rams. Total sitting 51.5. Ken Barkley, pen, pencil, blood, or blank, Arizona and LA.
Pen Rams at 3. Do you remember the market for that first meeting, by the way? It was a pretty interesting market, if you recall. I think you got the date right. It was definitely around then, early October. Pretty interesting because the Rams, who hosted that game was in Los Angeles. I believe they opened 6, and all of the money the entire week was on Arizona, like a striking move. That was not generated by a specific injury or an injury report or anything. It was just like a lot of sharp action on Arizona in the game. So the Rams opened 6 in that game, and I believe it closed 3.5 was the number. And then, as you mentioned, Arizona with an outstanding performance. So it's kind of funny. We're 2 months later, so the ratings for each team are going to differ like a ton, obviously, from that moment to this. You can't just use that game and be like, well, Rams were 3.5 at home, like. Should the Cardinals be 3 here? Is this just like flip home field? Way too much has happened with each team to, I think, just do that amount of analysis and be good with it. My number in the game is the Cardinals by 1. And I think one thing that makes this very interesting is the impact that you put on how the Cardinals have, not even by choice, how the Cardinals have played this season and how they have played in this recent schedule run where like Kyler doesn't play in forever, kind of gets to come back last week as kind of like a tune-up. Hopkins plays a little bit and catches a touchdown, like an outstanding catch. Is that something that's actually going to help them? Because it sort of like was a break. Now it's because of injury. It's not like the guys were at home relaxing on the couch watching a movie, but we don't usually see teams like the best team in a conference in the middle of a season go on like a month to 5 week, you know, hiatus, basically, where the games they play are backup quarterback and the scores are a little bizarre and they doesn't seem to fit with how we would evaluate them the rest of the season. So like, it's trying to figure out like, does that benefit Arizona necessarily? Or does it mean that they actually might be something totally different than they were early in the year? We would never know that from the Chicago game and Dalton throwing so many interceptions. Like what is Arizona going to be for the next 5 weeks? Like the best team in the conference or a team that like was playing incredibly and then went into this like different period where McCoy is starting a lot and Kyler's hurt. And then this is this like a new chapter of what Arizona is going to be. And is it going to be a little worse maybe than how they played the first third? I think those are all kind of interesting topics to consider with what Arizona is going to be, especially when we get to the playoffs. Like if they are the one, are they kind of that faulty, fluky one where you kind of want to play against them in some spots? Atlanta had an outstanding regular season several years ago, 13-3 and was the one seed, I think. And everybody always viewed them as like, nah, I don't really think I'm good. Like, I don't really want Atlanta. Are we going to view Arizona the same way? So the bet for me in this game is just about my number and where each team is up to this point. But Arizona, to be fair, a little tougher team to make a rating for than some others. So at 3, definitely Rams. Rams on a tease, at 2, 2.5, 1.5, stuff like that would be another approach if the 3 never comes back. But another one-sided game. And we've done 3 games. I think we're on all 3 underdogs, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, this is just like, this is as easy as it gets, right? Like if, you know, I kind of like, you've kind of like taught me a little bit on how to like make these numbers. And I add some subjectivity into it, right? Like how do you ever get to 3 with this number? Is this just like Stafford's maybe hurt? Is that where this comes from? Like, I don't understand how this number could ever be close to 3.
Yeah, I mean, you could, you can give a slight downgrade, obviously, to, if you thought the Rams should have closed a little more last week than they did. I made that number more than 14. They closed 14, which is like one of the Stafford injury games, basically. But you're right. I mean, I look back at my previous ratings for each team before I kind of do each game, and I go, basically, all right, like, is there a place where I could have made a mistake, or where one game, one closing number, one on-field performance is putting too much emphasis on the rating for each team? Like, follow the path of each rating from the beginning of the season to get to here. And I have been dead on the Rams, like, as in very close to their number, very close to the Rams number in almost every game they played so far this year. In the Rams Packers game, which was a really significant game, I had that Rams by one, closed Rams 1.5. That was 2 weeks ago. Like, it's very, the way that I'm wrong here, it is never the Rams, to be honest. It's always going to be like, what is Arizona? Like, what are they? And we don't know the, like, it's not possible to know the answer to that question. I think it is possible to know what the rating for the Rams should be. I think everyone has a really good idea what the rating for the Rams is, even with Stafford hurt. I actually think it's Arizona, where only one data point with Kyler back, weather game outside against a team that's absolutely abysmal. Did we learn enough to be like, to feel good about what Arizona rating we're kind of going with in this game? So I think if there's a way I'm wrong, it's that Arizona is actually going to go back to outperforming expectation, sort of like second off a layoff, to use a horse racing term, where, Kyler and Hopkins come back next week. Now they're kind of primed for this game. That's possible. That's the way that I'm wrong. But I don't think the way I'm wrong is my Rams rating. I actually think that's extremely stable.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Rams in this game. +3 is just an easy bet to make. Absolutely love it. So, Ken, you and I are simpatico on all three of these games that we've touched on here today. Curious, yeah. Out of the three, if you had to pick one that you like the most, which would it be? I know you're still waiting for an entry point on Chicago, but, like, we both like the Bills. We both would only bet the Bears. We both like the Rams. Which of those three would you say you like the most?
Probably, Buffalo at even a somewhat expensive 3.5, like a 3.5 minus 15 or minus 20. I think Buffalo would be the best, my favorite of those three.
Are we ever going to get a 3.5 with the Rams? Like, is that something that could actually happen?
I don't think so. I think it's actually more likely it comes off 3 or becomes 2.75 everywhere. I think that would be probably my vote. Just again, like, unless we get drastic injury information that I don't project, I expect that the number is going to move toward mine, or if I'm on the number, it's going to stay relatively the same. So in this case, I have such an advantage on the Rams, I would expect at least a little pull in their direction, especially like when we're
on. What was your number for the game?
For Rams Arizona?
Yes.
Arizona by one.
That was my number also. I'm good at this, man.
And well, the good news is even if one of us was awful, I mean, it's the same range. Like, if I said pick, or I said Rams by one, or I said Cardinals 1.5, like, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't that actually the answer, any of those answers would call for a bet on the Rams at these numbers, to be honest, just because of the nature of the key number of three.
Okay, so there you have it. P squared, B squared, wrapped up for week 14 in the National Football League. And Ken and I are on a lot of the same sides. We will go mano a mano on at least one game. That is the Falcons and the Carolina Panthers. So we now look ahead to week 14 in the National Football League. But before we can do that fully, before we fully look ahead to week 14, we have to put a bow on what we saw week 13 in the National Football League and talked about the people that did us dirty. Hold the people accountable that cost us money, and we do that here on Terrific Tuesdays on You Better You Bet with Heath Slap. Yeah, let's get mad. I feel like you were killing zombies last night and you didn't even care probably about the Monday night game. A little Back for Blood last night.
I was definitely played Back for Blood from like 9 to 11:30. Might fire it up again for another night tonight. Might do that. Yeah.
Good. I was also watching zombies on my television screen. They just happened to play for the Buffalo Bills, and they were on the Buffalo Bills sideline. Now, Slap for this week could be Joe Judge. It could always be Joe Judge, but we've buried that overgrown phys ed teacher enough. It could be David Culley since we bet the Texans +10, but I mean, I feel like everyone already. David Culley probably looks in the mirror and probably says to himself, man, I'm getting paid, so maybe I'm not a slap, but he is, in fact, a slap. Instead, let's go to a coach that we thought was great, a coach that we thought was not a slap, a coach that I actually thought was one of the best in the National Football League, and that is Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott not only got pantsed on Monday Night Football by the GOAT Bill Belichick, but he also got pantsed by Mother Nature. Looked like he had no idea what he was doing in that weather situation. Oh, the Patriots, they are running. They've got no interest in passing. Everyone knows it's true, except for you. Can't coach defense in a winter wonderland. And on offense, you've got a QB who can sling it through the wind. But you keep running it, you dumb idiot. Playing bad offense in a winter wonderland. I mean, really, Sean McDermott? That's the game plan on offense and defense, buddy. That's what you do. You know, we talk about in sports gambling content the concept of a trap. Oh, Vegas setting a trap. Traps don't exist when it comes to sports betting. Do you know when traps do exist? When you're facing Bill Belichick. Belichick laid the trap out there last night for Sean McDermott. McDermott's like, oh, let me walk into this trap. Let me do exactly what Bill wants me to do. Yeah, it was a great game plan by Belichick, but you know what he thought? Like, logic and common sense, deductive reasoning tells you that Belichick knew that McDermott was going to take the bait. McDermott didn't figure it out until 50 minutes into the game, 10 minutes to go. Maybe we should have our big quarterback who slung it through the air in Wyoming in college. Maybe we should have him throw it. Maybe we should try and stop the run. Just absolutely insane from Sean McDermott, who then says after the game, maybe let's not give Bill Belichick too much credit. Maybe we should, Sean. Because if we don't give Bill Belichick the credit, that means it's your ass that's getting roasted. Because if Bill doesn't get the credit, that means you get criticized. So you know what you should have said at the postgame press conference? Man, Bill's awesome. What a great game plan by Bill. We're going to bounce back next week against Tampa. Instead, yeah, Bill doesn't deserve the credit. Well, if he doesn't deserve the credit, that means you deserve the blame. And you're why we lost our money. Sean McDermott, a.k.a. Slap McDermott. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. And we started talking NBA with Brian Scalabrine.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.